This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition as we broadcast from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. We're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and, again, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website, check out his podcast, amongst other things, and all the great articles that are over there, too. It's Frank Sabato.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, sir. Let me see here. We got 68 degrees. Not too bad of a start. And they're all going to go back in because they're getting ready. They got to take an extra nap because they're going to stay up for the football game tonight or go to the game. There's a lot of people with Giants jerseys out at the hotel next door.
Hell, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can say.
All right. Now, let's say the pledge, and then we got a lot to get to. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Frank, Waukesha, Wisconsin, a terrible, terrible, horrible incident. One car, a 2007 to 2009 Ford Escape, burgundy in color, ran down and killed five people, 40-plus people injured. The reason I'm saying 40-plus is because they don't know exactly what the number is because some people were taken to emergency centers in cars, not in ambulances, so they officially didn't count. They're still trying to verify that. And we also have a what started out as a person of interest, now officially declared a suspect.
Yeah, it's a bad thing all the way around. The one thing I will caution people from doing is drawing conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've seen some things on social media that said this is connected to the protests for Kyle Rittenhouse.
Nope.
That this is connected to BLM. That this is connected to Antifa, and then other things saying this is an act of pre-planned terror. This is Islamic. You know, don't jump to conclusions. Wait for the facts to come out. They're going to be devastating enough.
Yeah.
Loss of life events like this are devastating stories enough without the supposition by people who don't know anything more than what's already been reported.
And so if you're taking stuff...
Don't jump to conclusions. Don't start laying blame on groups or politics or ideology or anything else. Feel for the families that lost people and the people who are injured trying to recover, and wait for the facts to come out.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say just this much, and then I won't say any more. We do know that the person that has now been declared a suspect has a lengthy criminal record. We also know that this person was released from jail a couple of days before on bail. Don't know if that has any bearing to any of this at all, but that's all I can say. I do have a name. I can't verify, nor will I verify the name, but that doesn't have any bearing on any of these speculative comments that have been made on these blogs where these idiots get out there and try to throw things out there just to confuse people when they don't know themselves.
Yeah, and then most of the time those people are trying to make a political point, and that's pretty much sums up what's wrong with society today. The fact that the person that did this is in custody means all the answers will come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unless you're omnipotent, and I don't know any human beings that are,
mm-hmm.
The truth will come out, and people will just have to exercise a modicum of patience to find out. But if somebody's blowing their mouth off, saying they know and I get this, I can see exactly what's going on here, it's this. Those are the people that you have to put a red circle around and say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be listening to you about your authoritative stuff much anymore when it comes to current events, things in the news, and especially politics.
Yeah, and the next official press conference isn't until 2 o'clock this afternoon, our time. Now, if there's going to be more information released off the website, which they're talking about, for the police department, then so be that.
Yeah, look, this is the job of the authorities to figure out what's going on, and they'll share it with us.
Yeah, and Eric is saying something here, but I don't think I'm going to repeat it because it throws some speculation into here that takes us over to Europe, but I don't think we want to go there. I'm not going to speculate about anything. I'm going to wait for the facts to come out because they will come out very quickly.
Yeah, we're lucky in this situation because we will have the answers because the person who perpetrated this is still alive.
Yep.
In custody. So, you know, just wait for the story to come out. That's when we'll find out. We don't need to have people supposing or attempting to connect dots. You know, just hang out until they come out.
Yep. And hold that thought because, folks, I'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out all the great things he has over there. He's got a great podcast. He's also got articles that go all over the place there. And he's also got a little news service over there. Check it all out. You'll be glad you did. In the meantime, we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends up there at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan's got several locations. We'll tell you where they are in a minute. But it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper part of the Midwest, and all the way as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat the selection either at Moss. They got a bunch of vehicles there. Certified pre-owned got them too. Just off-lease vehicles? Oh, yeah. Give them a try. Take a look at them. And by the way, they've got locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, Florida. You're going to love that one, Brooksville, Florida. All righty. Now, you can go to Moss, MAUSNissan.com, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You just might save yourself a little extra money that way, too. And back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And good morning, Frank, and thanks again for being on the program.
Absolutely, always, for 20-plus years.
That's right. Absolutely, yeah. Right. And that's a badge of honor that I enjoy giving you and that I know you enjoy wearing because we go back a ways. But I want to talk about our relationship as firefighters. The worst thing that can happen to a firefighter is to have to respond to an incident involving children, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's the kind of thing that keeps you up at night.
And if our brothers and sisters who had to respond to this mass casualty incident, I saw a couple of the baby carriages, and they were absolutely, totally destroyed. And all I could think of was, my God, what was the end result here? That's all I could think of.
Yeah, and thank God that today, even more so than when I was on the rig, just some 20 years ago, 20-plus years ago, the capabilities on the ambulance are a lot more sophisticated, and they're trained a lot more in neonatal and pediatrics than they were back in the beginning. So those children have the best shot that they have ever had the history of the EMS existence.
Right.
So let's hoping that that they got to them and got them to where they needed to be within the golden hour, and that those children live long and fruitful lives without complication from what happened yesterday.
Yeah, and I understand there's 13 of them in the children's hospital, which would make sense. But, again, they're saying 5 dead, confirmed, 40-plus injured. But they're saying the 40-plus because some people went in private cars and they were treated and released, and they're not sure if they're part of this group or not.
Yeah, they'll get those numbers straightened out after all of the hospital reports are looked at. That happens with any mass casualty things. People who are walking wounded, people when they go through an event like this, you snap back to a reaction where you start to have a lot of societal responsibility.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
when you're walking wounded and you see people laying on the street, you take it upon yourself to get to the hospital. I can walk. Let the ambulance take somebody who's really hurt.
By the way,
that's a good thing that we have intrinsic in the American society is when tragedy hits, we all come together.
Right. And by the way, we've got a couple of new affiliates. I forgot to mention them, but I'm going to mention them right now. We have a new affiliate in Midland, Odessa, Texas, right smack dab in the middle of oil country right now, KACT, and welcome aboard. And we also have a new affiliate in the middle of the meat patch, Lubbock and Plainview, Texas, KRFE, and welcome aboard to them, too.
I love expanding in Texas. I went to school in Denton. I enjoyed my time in Texas. My girlfriend's from the heartland of Texas. So, God bless Texas.
All right. Eric is sending me something here. Let's see. 15 pediatric patients now being treated. 15.
Yeah. Well, this was a Christmas parade. So it's natural that there's going to be a higher density of children than there normally would be if it was a protest or anything else. So, I'm just thankful that we're at a place where emergency medical services has the expertise in pediatrics that they have to the point that they have them today.
Now, I want to try to move on to something else. And by the way, can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, because we want to talk about Hunter Biden's latest exploits.
Hunter Biden?
Yeah, not just yet. I'm going to do something different. What do you think about the 80 looters that jumped out of 25 cars and went into the California Nordstrom in Walnut Creek? I got a friend that lives there. You know him. Ransacked by 80 looters in ski masks, crowbars, and some of them armed with handguns.
Yeah, this is what you get when you telegraph from coast to coast that you're defunding the police and you're not going to let them go after people who are committing crimes, that you can't draw down on them. When you handcuff police and diminish their numbers, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out either. So the people who are pushing defund the police, especially those who are elected to office who are just acting so incredibly irresponsibly in the face of public protection, this is the result.
Well, at the same time, this was going on, they also hit Chicago, and they also hit San Francisco, a Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah, this is becoming a common occurrence. In San Francisco, it happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Stores are closing up there and moving. Walgreens are closing up there. CVSs are closing. They're moving away because this happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
People just run in, take stuff, and leave. It's not even they don't even try to clandestinely shoplift anymore.
No.
They walk in mobs, take stuff, and leave. And no one, you know, go ahead and call the cops. It's going to take 45 minutes for them to get there.
Yeah, and it was a flash mob, and they were jumped out of 25 cars that had the entrance blocked, and then they all ran back out with the stuff they had, hopped in the cars, and psh, gone.
You know, it's going to end up, and this is coming, I can feel it in my bones, It's going to end up like going down to a place on Jewelers Row in Chicago or in New York, where you have to stand in front of the door, let the guy look at you, And he buzzes you in order for you to get into a store.
Yep.
This is pathetic.
They
do. This is happening.
There are some jewelers here in this town that do it.
Yeah, well, you're foolish if you don't.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When your product is jewelry or gold or precious metals or anything like that, You're foolish if you don't. And especially when this is happening for things like cologne and handbags.
Yeah. Now, I've got something interesting to mention here. Joe Biden has been known to tell a story or two, right?
He's a linguistic weaver.
Over the weekend, Joe Biden once again said his house burned down with his wife in it.
Well, that's, Jill, evidently she's resilient.
In 2004, according to the report from the fire department at his home in Delaware, he had a kitchen fire that was put out by the fire suppressant system on top of the range. That was a fire. It got put out. By the time the department showed up, all they had to do was blow the smoke out and check for any other smoke damage that was there, and that was it.
I wonder if Joe filed a claim with his insurance company to say that his house burned to the ground. I wouldn't put it past him. You know, people forget about Joe Biden. This guy for 40 years has been exaggerating, has been making things up, has been augmenting stories. You know, he's even plagiarized.
Yes.
He had to drop out of a prior presidential cycle as a candidate because he plagiarized dramatically in a speech claiming it was his own.
Yep.
You know, so with the onset of his diminished mental capacity, we're going to see some best-selling fiction material coming out of him before this term is over.
You betcha. And by the way, Ron DeSantis and his Let's Go Brandon bill is wreaking absolute havoc on Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate plans. Way to go, Governor Ron. Hold on, Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with another segment of Frank Silvato. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Marching bands and children dancing in Santa hats turned deadly Sunday as an SUV sped through barricades and into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, killing a handful of people and injuring more than three dozen.
Making sure that the next of kin is conducted and that we're working with the families. That is our priority in this tragic incident.
Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson says they have a person of interest in custody The next press conference will be at 1 p.m. local time. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries is reporting two of the 17 Americans and Canadian Christian missionaries kidnapped in Haiti last month have been released. A State Department spokesman says in an emailed statement, quote, "We welcome the reports," end quote. Americans overwhelmingly disapprove of President Biden's handling of the inflation crisis, currently at 67%. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for at least 6 years. It's a little bit longer than that, actually. And it's part of my daily regimen because of what it does for me and what I was able to get rid of to get onto this. Now, I was taking Mobic and Flexerol for the problems that I have with my left foot and ankle and leg, which also became arthritis in my shoulder, and bursitis in my wrist, and a problem with my back where my spine was fused after breaking it for the second time, my back, that is. So as a result, I found out about Relief Factor, and because of the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it actually helps your body's natural response to inflammation, also lowers or even eliminates pain by going straight to the source. Now, the best part, it's 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that helps to support the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, it only costs $19.95 to get started on the 3-week quick start, and you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be in Lake Flynn. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Long before the Biden administration came to be and President Joe Biden pushed green energy credits in his Build Back Better spending plan this year, little old Hunter Biden helped to grease the wheels of a Chinese business to buy into a rare earth mineral company used in batteries for electronic vehicles. Now, the New York Times broke this story over the weekend and said that Hunter Biden was a part owner, 10%, in an investment firm that was involved in a Chinese conglomerate's $3.8 billion purchase of one of the world's largest cobalt deposits in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah, you know, these people just keep going. How many times did we hear through the election cycle that Hunter didn't have anything to do with Chinese dealings? Hunter didn't do anything with the Ukraine. He doesn't do that. He had a minor role in an energy company that had something to do with the Ukraine, but he didn't make millions and millions of dollars off of setting up deals between like Ukrainians and Chinese and stuff. Come on, man. And now the man is elected, his dad's elected to office. And the guy, you know, it's like, okay, well, we're in. Let's just keep going. Push the throttles back up to full speed. Let's make sure that we're doing deals with China when they're supposed to be our biggest economic foe in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, when do they stop? You know, they're not even trying to hide it now.
Right.
The New York Times is trumpeting it on their pages.
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter Biden shouldn't be anywhere near a deal between the communist Chinese and any entity. Mm-hmm. When his father is the president of the United States and his administration is faced with an aggressive communist Chinese government saber-rattling on an economic, energy, and military scale across the board, he shouldn't even be near a deal that has anything to do with the communist Chinese, period. Yeah, but, you know, it's just Hunter. Maybe, you know what, maybe he was just selling them the paintings that they could put on their corporate walls back in Beijing.
Okay, you got a pencil and paper?
Yeah.
Write down $3.8 billion. That's deal number one. Here comes deal number two. $2.65 billion. Same scenario. Chinese mining company buys a cobalt and copper mine from an American company, and they give them $2.65 billion. So that goes along with the 3.8, right?
Yeah, let's say we'll bump that up to six and change.
I got one more.
And change.
I got one more. Wait till you hear this. So they had $1.14 billion. Which came entirely from Chinese state-backed companies, to buy another company that dealt in the dealing of cobalt. So they had the exclusive when it came to selling cobalt to the companies that needed to buy it for batteries.
Well, let's round that up to $8 billion for Hunter.
And you know, his percentage was 10%.
$800 million. That's not a bad payday.
Mm-hmm. But yet he wasn't doing anything with China, right? Mm-hmm.
And remember, the big guy gets his 10%.
Yeah. Of that number. Mm-hmm.
Of that number. So mm-hmm. That's $80 million for daddy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, and especially with the Biden administration pushing and trying to dismantle the mm-hmm. fossil fuel industry of the United States, mm-hmm. pushing electric cars, making sure that the federal government has an electric fleet, you know, making it impossible for the car industry to continue making combustible engines,
mm-hmm.
and now his son makes $800 million off of components for batteries.
Three deals.
For the communist Chinese to be able to dominate the car battery field,
mm-hmm.
the car battery market,
mm-hmm.
is anybody seeing the nepotistic collusion that is happening here with the Chinese?
Yep. Yep.
You know, we often talk about people like Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and all the people in Congress getting rich because they know things and set things up with legislation and carve-outs in
mm-hmm.
Congress.
Mm-hmm.
This is where this guy came from. That mentality in Congress, he's brought it to the Oval Office. Not only do we have a grafting Congress making millionaires out of people who only have six-figure salaries, we now have one of the chief architects of that grafting in the White House, and he's moved it on to a completely different level. He's making the country subservient to the Chinese economically and getting rich off of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is, should I say the word? I think this is impeachable.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the deal. You and I are talking about this. It was in the New York Times, right?
Yep.
Not one word out of ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC. Not one word.
And I'll be curious to see, because it's Hunter Biden, whether social media is going to put a leash on it.
Mm-hmm.
It did last time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, but we got plenty of, and again, if anybody's watching the networks that I just said, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, why?
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who have, and we talked about this off air before we came on.
Mm-hmm.
When does the mainstream media triple source stories anymore before they run them?
They don't.
There was a huge movie that won Academy Awards back in the 70s called All the President's Men.
Yep.
And it put out the story about Watergate and Woodward and Bernstein and how their editor wouldn't let them go to press with the Watergate story unless they had corroborating witnesses who were unrelated to each other.
Yep.
Because that established credibility.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore. If you whisper something, it's front page news because they've got to beat everybody to the story because mm-hmm. the news media, we have to have blood on the front page. If there's not blood in the water, it's not a story. So let's get out there first, and then we'll follow that up with a story about the Kardashians.
Well, here's what CBS did, once again, Face the Nation. They continue to claim that Kyle Rittenhouse crossed state lines, armed for battle, with an AR-15.
Yeah, they failed to mention that he was guarding a family-owned gas station.
And they failed to mention the weapon was in Wisconsin, belonged to his dad, and was given to him to use.
Yeah. There's so much wrong with the way the media covered this story, and I hope he sues the living daylight.
You betcha.
All of them. I really do. But
you
there's
betcha.
So much wrong with him that didn't come out with that story. The fact that he was protecting a family business is the first one.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you on Friday. Have yourself a great day and stay warm. Going to get a little chilly here the next few nights.
I'll stay warm and you stay well.
All righty. Thanks a lot. That's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com website. Check it out. Go there. You won't be sorry. I'll be back with a Sports Zone quarterback.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm going to be talking to the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, and here's what he does.
Hey everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, here he is, the man, the myth, and the legend, Patrick Hyland. Morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Appreciate you having me on every Monday and Friday morning to talk about what's going on in the world of sports. The Bucks and the Giants will play tonight. If I may, I just want to do a quick shout-out for a veteran down at Punta Gorda, Florida, Captain. He got hurt volunteering for kids at a go-kart track a couple months ago, and he really saved some kids' lives, if not for sure, some serious injuries. And he shattered his ankle in the process, though. The VA did a great job, Captain, working on his ankle, but he's been out of work now. Some of his disability income and workers' comp income, you know, has been helping, but he's not taking care of all the bills. He has 5 kids with a lovely lady, and we have 1 kid who's autistic, just diagnosed. So the guy's going through a lot. Great veteran for our country. And if anybody can give any help to the young man, His name is Mark Alsum. It's M-A-R-K Alsum. And you go to a GoFundMe site, and if you can do any donation to help him out and his family during this time, would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Captain, for allowing me to do that. I greatly appreciate it, sir.
All right. Let's talk, first of all, about the big shocker over the weekend, and that's Florida fired their football coach.
Yeah, Dan Mullen, he's gone. You know, and a big game this Saturday with Florida State, Florida. I mean, in reference to going to a bowl game and one of the biggest rivalries in college football for a lot of years. Recently, it hasn't been the same because they both haven't been equally good at the same time, or there hasn't been national championship ramifications. I think Florida did this real wrong. You know, they fired two assistants a couple weeks ago, acting like that was going to do something. Didn't do anything. Sanford, AAA college, we'll call them, out of Alabama. Good university, but they're not a powerhouse football team. They put 50 points on them. So I don't think it was the defensive coordinator's fault when you let him go. And then you lose, in overtime, 25-24 to Missouri over the weekend. And, that's the other state. And then he didn't want to take kind of an interim role and said, look, I'm going to finish out the year. We're going to try to beat the Florida State Seminoles, try to go to a bowl game and win, and then I'm going to part ways so they can find a coach for the future. He just leaves. He's going to have a tough time I say he's going to have a tough time finding a job, but it seems like they recycle these coaches every year, Captain, and I don't get that.
Make way for Lane Kiffin. Either that or Miami.
Yeah, where's Lane Kiffin going? Where will Mullen end up? Some just crazy stories. I tell you, in the NFL yesterday, again, the Buffalo Bills, they lose 41-15.
Yeah.
And one week you think you're going to win the Super Bowl, and the next you go, man, what is this team doing? I can't figure that team out. I mean, when they're on all cylinders, they can beat anybody in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're not, that's the sign of a good team, Captain. When you're not on your A game, you still win. And they're not there. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Chicago Bears 16-13. The Bears had them beat, man. The Bears had them beat 13-9, Captain. They threw a bomb. Andy Dalton came in for Justin Fields and threw a bomb. I don't know how the guy, Darnell Mooney, got behind the DB, but he caught it and scored to make it 13-9. Then Chicago just let the Ravens march on down the field and score a touchdown to win the game. On Cleveland Browns, for Joe Weaver and a lot of fans out there, they barely hang on to beat the Detroit Lions 13-10. I mean, Detroit is just one of those teams. They haven't won a game all year, Captain. The best they've done is tie. So, really rough. And then really the shocker of the day, though, Captain, was the Tennessee Titans only scoring 13 points and losing to the Houston Texans 22-13.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. The most exciting game of the weekend, and we said this on the Sports Center yesterday, would be the Minnesota Vikings-Green Bay Packers.
Boy, it was.
I'm mad enough to admit it. I thought Green Bay would win the game 34-31, but guess what? Minnesota won it 34-31.
Yep.
Great game, though. Great game. Give them credit. The Miami Jet game, really no playoff implications there. Miami 24-17. I thought Philadelphia would beat the New Orleans Saints, and they did handily.
So did I. So did I by about 3 points, but it was what, 7?
11. And,
11,
right,
okay.
Just thought New Orleans going up there with not having Alvin Kamara. And then another upset that I thought was going to happen. You remember me saying it in the studio, Washington, the football team, they call them.
Yep.
Can't wait till they get a real name. Beat the Carolina Panthers with Cam Newton, 27-21. Yep. I guess he's not back, Captain. Mr. I'm back. So, anyway. And then San Francisco won 30-10 over Jacksonville. Everybody pretty much knew that was going to happen. And then the Bengals went into the Raider land, and they beat them 32-13 very handily. And then the game we talked about, you and I thought would be a great game. It wasn't a bad game, but it wasn't explosive exciting. It was the Kansas City Chiefs winning 19-9 over Dallas. And then Arizona, without Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins, 123-13.
Right.
And the Chargers beat Pittsburgh 41-37, sir. So,
and who's playing tonight?
Interesting. That will be the New York Giants. The football Giants, as they like to say, at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, just down on Del Mabry Highway. So that should be a big game. People don't realize Giants are going to come play on a Monday night. So we'll see. The Bucs could blow them out, Captain, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're a close game.
The New York football Giants.
There you go, Howard.
Oh, God.
Thank you, yeah. Howard Cosell, Meredith Boyd. It'd be nice to reincarnate them if there was such a thing happening.
Yeah, for tonight anyway would be.
You're going to be at Mission Barbecue tomorrow at 11:30. I'm going to be at Red Lobster on Busch Gardens doing a Medicare seminar at 2 o'clock. So, people, you want to hear a little Medicare coming. Red Lobster on Busch Gardens, and go to Mission Barbecue at 11:30 for a little barbecue and lunch with the captain tomorrow.
And a lot of great talk, a lot of conversation.
Amen, brother. Amen. Yep. Well, thank you, and have a wonderful day, sir. And I will talk to you soon.
Back at you. Thank you very much. Okay, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone Insurance quarterback. And by the way, he has a Facebook group over there, Sports Zone. So go to the Sports Zone. On Facebook, and you'll be able to go right there and see all the different things they're doing over there. Now, that being said, final segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, let me tell you about my buddies down there, Jill and the gang. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. Now, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by, and you can see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345, just set up an appointment for service. Either way, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Great people, great company. You'll love what they do. And depending on what time of the day it is, you'll love the pastries in the back room, too. Oh, I didn't say that, did I? Okay. Well, folks, we've reached the end of the program today. This is going to be an interesting day, to say the least, to see what happens in Waukesha, Wisconsin, because we have a situation, terrible situation, that want to know why it happened, want to know who it was that did this, want to know if it has any other relationships, anything else we're thinking about. Wait till the proof comes out. I'll see you tonight.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.